Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. Scotty Villa here with Monday Night Mike, UK Tom, the King of Toyota. We are all here. Nice little fancy wrestling podcast we got going. What's going on, pals?
Whoop whoop!
Fucking Juggalo now. What's happening over here?
Yeah, Juggalo also, wrestling is the only wrestling I watch now, guys.
We got Superhuman on the podcast. My goodness.
Fuck that shit.
Oh boys, I'm pumped for this show because we don't really have like any heavy hitters. We don't have like anything to like really dive into, which kind of makes for a little bit more of a more loose, fun show. I think we got a couple topics we're gonna get into, and then a fun little list situation where we'll wrap it up here. But you guys having a good week? Having a good wrestling week?
How can we have a good wrestling week? Fuck all happened.
Since last week,
fuck all happened.
No, not even close. One of the biggest things in like recent memory happened.
Oh god!
Which is
Cody Rhodes wrestled on SmackDown and won? He's back, and he's wrestling on weekly television.
Yeah, we get a moron versus a fucking twink on Raw next week.
That's putting it lightly.
That's yeah.
Well done, Tom.
Yeah,
it wasn't full Toyota there.
I saved you some editing.
It wasn't full Toyota, but
I was excited. I was excited. He took a table bump to the Slim Jim table. I mean,
fuck those Slim Jim tables.
Yeah, Tom hates those Slim Jim
tables. I hate them. So it's weird though, because I didn't mind the ladder? What was the alcohol ladder?
Earl Fireball.
Yeah, I didn't mind that, but why? that might be because I'm blind and it just looked like a red ladder.
Okay. So what do you feel about like the Prime standee, like the Prime cart?
I don't really notice that anymore.
You're telling me you wouldn't want to snap into a Slim Jim table. Are you kidding me?
I would.
I mean, I'm old and fat now. I don't want to snap into any tables.
You're not that old. You're the youngest person on this fucking podcast.
Have you seen me trying to walk?
Yeah, it looks like Goldberg. You guys see Goldberg trying to walk?
It feels like Goldberg.
Let's get into the Hall of Famer making his huge return to World Wrestling Entertainment this past week on Monday Night Raw.
Because you're next!
Goldberg is back, and he's challenging Gunther for that World Heavyweight Championship. As I'm speaking, I can see both you guys shaking your head in disappointment, in anger, and rage. I have one question. Why are you so upset? Why are you so upset?
I'm not upset about it.
You were shaking your head. Why are you so upset?
I like when the legends come back. I like when they work. You know, I like nostalgia.
Yeah, you do. You said you even popped last night when you heard his music. You said you even popped.
I did. Because I don't read the dirt sheets.
Attaboy.
I don't really... I live tweet my shit, but I don't really follow anybody that can spoil anything for me. I had no idea he was there. I was one of the very few that
awesome
didn't know it was coming. So I popped for it. I'm looking forward to it. I wish they didn't wait 9 months between the confrontation and the match. But my favorite thing though has been that since they announced the match, Gunther, I can't remember if it was an interview or a tweet, he was like, I got a spare 3 minutes. I'll beat him. I
saw that quote a couple times today as well. But Mike, you look disinterested with
why no one fucking needed this, and we knew it was coming from that fucking spat they had, but god ago. Damn it, man, he couldn't even walk down the ramp. I felt sad watching my recap today. I just felt sad watching Bill Goldberg walk down the ramp like, oh, you're gonna wrestle Gunther. First Jey Uso beats Gunther for the title. It's just still not over that. And yes, Gunther's got the title back. All is right with the world. But then Bill Goldberg walks down. If there is a fade to black moment I need in my life.
See, this is what genuinely, this is what's worrying me. You know who Goldberg reminded me of after I like popped and everything?
Ultimate Warrior.
He reminded me of the Warrior. He was so red and so sweaty. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, let's not. But no, maybe let's not do this.
I like how you did that. And I was like, oh, fuck. He's going to kill this old man.
People are upset about this. They are very upset about this. And I'm not one of them.
Of course you're not. You fucking idiot. You hate Bret Hart. You hate anything Canadian. You're just the shittiest person on the planet. Just a mean, stupid fuck.
None of that is true. None of that is fact. I'm wearing a Kenny Omega t-shirt right now with a maple leaf on it.
Yeah. No one sees that. No one knows if that's true. I don't see that shirt. Tom, do you see that shirt?
I can't even see the screen.
That's
you
right.
Motherfuckers.
Not a Bret Hart shirt.
It's upstairs. I wear it all the time. I'm not. I'm down. I'm on the main floor. Guys, look.
All right. Why do you love it?
I don't love it. I don't love it. It is. This is going to be over in 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It'll be over in 3 weeks. He'll come on Raw next week. He'll attempt a spear or he'll hit a spear and then he'll be gone. It'll be a part of Raw the week after that. Same shit again. He'll cut a backstage promo or there'll be a big vignette. Fine. Great. Gunther will come out and do all the work on the mic. He'll do everything he needs to carry this into Saturday night's main event in Atlanta, Georgia, which is Goldberg's hometown, which is where WCW was born and bred. So it just fits. It makes sense. It ticks all the boxes. Plus, we've always heard Goldberg has said it himself. Vince promised him one last match. And I'm not saying that Hunter is doing Vince's bidding, but he's just finishing that promise. Happens to be in his hometown. They're obviously on very good terms with the company and Goldberg to give this to him. It's not taking a spot at SummerSlam or WrestleMania or Money in the Bank or Payback. It's Saturday night's main event. The entrances are going to be longer than the match.
I hope so.
And let's be honest, outside of Kevin Owens, there's not a better wrestler to put Goldberg in there with than Gunther. It'll be fine. And then it'll be done and over with. Why does everybody get so fucking worked up? It has nothing to do with anything. Other than the fact that people were pissed off with the way that Goldberg's matches went with Undertaker, where neither one of them should have been in the fucking ring over in Saudi. or the fact that Goldberg was booked to beat Brock the way he beat Brock. People are mad about that stuff.
I don't think it's any of those things. Do you know what I think it is? Can you remember what happened last time Goldberg challenged for a title? He killed the Fiend.
Again, booking, right? Like it's. But I don't think Triple H is going to be that guy.
I don't think anybody's like pissed off at Goldberg personally.
I am.
Mike is.
Well, Mike's angry at the world, but.
Whoa! No! Let's not put that out there.
This man Bo leaves. Every day is a gift.
Ever since Goldberg beat the Fiend, people have been unhappy about it.
And ruined Bret Hart's career.
See, that's where I have legitimate heat with the guy, where I don't like that. But Goldberg is a WWE Hall of Famer. He had one of the best runs in pro wrestling history. It was one of the hottest things in pro wrestling history.
30 years ago.
It still happened. It's still part of history. It still happened. He comes back for one final match in his hometown, in front of his family, in front of his kid. It's fine. He's not going to go on this massive run. John fucking Cena. He's not going to do this.
Now stop right there. Fuck.
What?
For all of what you just said about Bill Goldberg, the only reason you're mad is because John Cena's is longer. The most decorated champion. Bill Goldberg is the worst wrestler than John Cena.
Goldberg in his prime was worse than current day John Cena.
Goldberg, exactly. Goldberg's retirement tour over these 3 weeks will be 10 times better than John Cena's year-long retirement tour. And I'll die on that.
Because we won't see him again until Saturday night's main event.
Are you trying to say John Cena doesn't deserve this long of a retirement tour? You're a fucking idiot.
I don't think he deserves what we're getting.
I don't think
we deserve what we're getting right now. It's been bad. It's been terrible. You can't tell me this has been fantastic year of wrestling when it comes to the world championship and including John Cena. It's been bad.
Well, first of all,
it's
Scotty, we know I'm going to tell you it's incredible. John Cena saved wrestling. Where have you been on this podcast? Like I was going to say anything fucking different.
Terrible. Terrible.
Also, I noticed that walk was in the theme song quietly. Great job, Scotty.
Hey, thanks.
No, but I think that longevity, like, yes, you hate John Cena. And I get it. Like, for both of these guys, the argument should be like, so much fucking sweet talent on the roster. I don't want to see Gunther wrestle Bill Goldberg when there's real fucking workers back there. This man couldn't walk down the ramp, Scott.
All he needs to do is spear, jackhammer, Gunther kick out, take a powerbomb, and it's over and done. And we can send Goldberg off happy. He can become an ambassador. He can be in the video games and in the toy stores and on the cartoons or whatever it's going to be. And that's it. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that they're giving him one last match. It's better than him trying to do it on the indies like Ric Flair did and almost dying.
Here we go. Now that's a pitch.
I do think we will get to hear Gunther crowing for years that he's the one that retired Goldberg, even though Goldberg's been retired for years.
Yes, and then Gunther can take the whole who's next.
I don't want the who's next.
Think he should.
But I do think it's a good thing to give Gunther, like, hey, I'm the one. Remember Triple H was still crowing about retiring Mick Foley when Mick Foley wasn't retired anymore?
Yeah, and Baron Corbin used the I retired Kurt Angle bit for a little bit. It didn't work because of terrible booking, but Baron Corbin retired Kurt Angle. Now you have proper booking with a guy that they're running with who is the world champion. Goldberg can run with that for a while, which is fantastic.
Everyone know what he meant. You fucking idiot.
But
who's next?
If anything, it's great. It's more promo practice for Gunther.
Sure. Yeah. I think he's great.
I think that's the only thing we're getting out of this is just promos. Because that match will be fucking terrible.
And great video packages. Yeah. We'll get great video packages. Goldberg chants. I might just put a Goldberg chant underneath this entire episode.
Don't.
I will kick you squarely in the dick.
I won't post it. I won't even post it.
You don't even listen before you post it.
it won't even matter. It just won't get posted. You've even threatened it, it's a lost episode.
Yeah, there you go. Well, then I didn't have to edit myself earlier, and that was a waste of time.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's true. Let's get to my top three list then.
Before we get there, I do want to touch on the day that we're recording is it's a pretty significant anniversary. Oh, in the world of pro wrestling.
No, the fuck it's not.
This buildup is not warranted. You're fucking insane.
1 year ago today, as of this recording, so 1 year ago this week, for the you that are listening, the Wyatt Six made their violent debut to end Monday Night Raw.
They killed a man.
Killed a man. Chad Gable, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Now he thinks he's Mexican.
Exactly.
Which, you know what? Best thing that ever happened to his career.
They bought AAA after. They're all set.
Yep.
It's been a year of the Wyatt Six. They set that bar insanely high with Let's that debut. It,
in reality, it's been about 6 weeks of the Wyatt Six.
Yeah. So since that debut, we got a bunch of vignettes, which each character, which went a little too long. I enjoyed the beginning because we're seeing Bo Dallas slash Uncle Howdy vignettes, and then you still hadn't seen anybody else, and it was weeks of vignettes before we saw them in the ring. We got some action with them, and then injuries happened, and then creative happened, and then WrestleMania season. We can't just shoehorn them in there. So now they're on SmackDown, and it looks like they're solely focused on the tag team division right now, which I'm enjoying. I like that the fact that they're working, they're back in the ring. Although, don't watch this past Friday's match. But the Wyatt Six, after 1 year, is I'm going to throw out a couple options to you. Is it upper? Is it a main event, upper main event, mid card, or release next April?
Release next April.
Release next April.
But I'll keep Nikki Cross because I like her.
You think she's the one that makes the most money out of that group to keep her?
Oh, God, no. God, no. Okay.
But, I mean, none of them are making money. Who the fuck cares? You know what? You can blame an injury all you want. There's still other fucking members to that squad that you can use them for.
They could have had Uncle Howdy off of TV and just done a "Where did he go?" gimmick,
doing vignettes and stuff where he's leading them from the Beyond or wherever he's at. I'm not going to go released. I'm going to go mid card. They're basically going to stay where they're at. I don't see how we get them involved in like mid-card titles as of right now. I like that they're a bit of a chaos situation in the tag team division, but you've got an entire faction working to get one set of belts. So I'm going to need to see a little bit more.
They better not Freebird rule those belts. I fucking hate that Freebird rule.
I agree. It's called the New Day rule now, by the way. It's the New Day rule.
No, it's the Freebirds.
New Day rocks.
We stick with wrestlers that have talent, so it's the Freebird rule.
I don't know.
I'll accept the Freebird Kofi Kingston Big E rule.
Xavier Woods was your king of the ring.
He was not my king.
He was your king.
Not my king. Not my king.
I don't think they get released, but they need to start doing more with what they have. Again, like the tag team stuff, but you got a giant Eric Rowan. You've got Uncle Howdy who can work.
They've got a giant who can't work.
That's most giants. you've got characters there, but I'm not seeing enough from them, but I'm not going to release. I'm going to go mid card.
You know what I would actually be morbidly interested in?
What's that?
Eric Rowan versus Omos.
Now you're not releasing them. You're keeping Eric Rowan.
Well, no, I'm still releasing them in April.
Man, Omos still has a job.
He just signed a new deal.
Allegedly,
5 more years.
Unreal. Unreal.
Huh? And Carlito lost his
right.
Yeah, they canned Carlito to pay Omos.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm all right with that, I guess.
You couldn't even put Carlito in the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You couldn't have even done that for the guy.
No. Wyatt Six are irrelevant. I've been saying it for a long time. Long time. Bring back Bo Dallas. That's a fucking star. That's a pro wrestler.
is Bo Leave.
That's it.
We can't, we could, Mike and I could literally do a full episode on how much we loved that Bo Dallas character.
And now more than ever, it will work, damn it. It would work so fucking well now.
Hey, we could put him in a tag team and we could Bo Leave and Joe Hendry.
Great.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, no one's mad at that. Because I think I'm worried the time has passed on the Wyatt Six kind of gimmick. Like that style of gimmick in the Fed, I think. Like you're never going to recapture the magic of The Undertaker.
Spooky wrestling doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't. Like I agree with Tom. Like I don't think it does.
You can do the creepy promos and you can do that. That works. But the whole supernatural undead zombie thing, it doesn't work.
See, that's where I think this is different because.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that's what this is.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, like this Wyatt Six, they're not that. There's Joe Gacy, the wrestler that got lost in his way. And this group has come together, you know, to just be the outcasts and the misfits. If you're going to do it, and this even goes back to The Fiend and the Firefly Funhouse, and it's been said before on many other radio shows and podcasts and stuff, if you're going to do it, you need to have a direction where when it ends up in the ring and the bell rings, it still makes sense. And in the Bray Wyatt documentary, Triple H had even said, like, we had all these great ideas, but how do we get it into a wrestling match? How do we get things back to where the wrestling match matters to continue the story? And I feel like I was hopeful that they had figured that out when the Wyatt Six was created, but I don't think they've executed that.
They have not.
Yeah. It's a tough
bad times, man. It's a tough, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work.
I'm holding out hope. I enjoy the way the characters look. I enjoy the people that are in that group. I think they need a lot more ring time. If you watched SmackDown last week, oof. Yeah, that's where I'm at with the Wyatt Six. But it's been 1 year since they debuted, where they straight up murdered people, and it's not quite even come close to that bar ever since. Outside of some really, really creative and catchy vignettes and the stuff in the backgrounds, which is always fun to watch those Easter eggs. But yeah, that's where we're at with the Wyatt Six. Before we get into our In My House podcast fun time list, I don't know what the fuck we're calling it.
I've had zero fun talking about Bill Goldberg and the Wyatt Six.
Yeah, but you got to talk to us, so there
you go. That's the plus of the pod always. Unless Scott's going off about how he's excited for Bill Goldberg, but fuck John Cena being able to do that. Just a WWE fucking hero.
Hey, Scott.
I'm my hero.
Imagine if, well, actually, Scott and Mike, because this will blow both of your brains.
Okay.
Imagine if it was John Cena versus Goldberg.
Couldn't.
Oh, then Scott would have been fucking pissed.
Couldn't. John Cena was involved.
Yeah, but that's bad news.
Yeah.
Just think.
John Cena needs to go.
It would think be of the match between current day Cena and current day Goldberg. Oh, God.
They could rub their bald spots together. It would be awful. It'd be so bad.
I think
bad.
Cena's haircuts are better. I think they've done a lot better.
Yeah, he got
that
plugs.
Thing back.
He got the plugs.
Did he?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
The one of the
I just thought they were cutting his hair better.
Well,
no, I mean, no. He got plugs. He I can't remember if it was in an interview or in a promo he mentioned it, but he for sure got plugs.
Yeah, he straight
speaking
up.
Speaking of, you I don't bullied, know what
he said. You guys bullied me into getting hair plugs.
I don't know why the hell this reminded me, but I do want to just throw out there a GCW wrestler, Jeff Cannonball, has been diagnosed with ALS, and it's really not going well for him. So Joey Janela and Tony Deppen are running Cannonball, a benefit show on YouTube for Jeff Cannonball. Cool. It's on September 20th, I think. I might be wrong about that. But they've just announced that MJF, Willow Nightingale, and Mike Bailey are all on the show.
Wow. Awesome.
So maybe that's why MJF and the hair plugs. Maybe that's why it reminded me. But keep an eye on Twitter, especially Joey Janela's, for when and where you can watch that. Because now I've just
use the internet to find the details like everybody
else. I'm pretty sure it's in September and it's on YouTube. So everybody watch that, so it gets lots of money for Jeff Cannonball and his family.
Absolutely. That's a great cause. I'm glad you brought that up. Real quick, too, in a couple of weeks, we're going to Reaper Wrestling here in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. They announced a match that I'm pretty pumped for today. It's Michael Allen, Richard Clark versus Ace Austin, and could easily steal the show if
you know what's its challenge for stealing the show is definitely Miyu Yamashita versus Jinai Kai, which I haven't shut up about that match since they announced it. So
hell of a match.
I'm
down for it.
But yeah, Michael Allen, Richard Clark versus Ace Austin is going to be fantastic.
Awesome.
We've also got Jesse Bieber versus Cannonball Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which initially threw me off a little bit because I thought they were both heels, but
let the story tell us what happens, right?
That's what I'm doing. I really liked Jesse Bieber last time we saw him. So,
yeah, first time seeing him.
I like talking shit.
Yeah.
So that's obviously getting a reaction. Also, did I see Fifth Dimension is booked?
Yes.
He's teaming with Crazy Steve. That's going to be wild.
Do you see who he's against?
I don't remember.
He's against Mike McSugar, and I'm pretty sure he's against the Ginger.
Oh, it is. It's Levi fucking Knight.
Guys, you want to talk about being in a position as a fan where you don't know what to do?
Yeah, I know what to do during that match. Go for a piss. I mean, Reaper, I love you. Yeah. You're fantastic.
That was Toyota Tom talking. That was Toyota Tom.
Please, no Levi Knight.
You know what, though? Hit him with the gimp. You get the gimp out, you get me for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't get it, man.
I'm going to give him a second chance. I really am. I'm going to give him a second chance.
Yeah.
That guy's like Mr. Iguana to me.
I need Thelonious to team with Mr. Iguana in Moose Jaw.
They'll both be mentioned in my suicide note.
Jesus Christ. Well, now that can't happen because I can't have that on my conscience.
Man, this pod got dark.
It really did. Really did. So let's
check the chat, everyone. Let's turn those frowns upside down. Yeah. Just check the chat.
I can't.
Neither can the chat, apparently. To lighten things up, though, UK Tom came up with a great idea a couple weeks ago in our group chat here about just what are some ways that would make our wrestling viewing experience a little bit better? What would we like to see whenever we're watching pro wrestling on our TV? What would make it better? So we each picked three things. So we each have our list. So we're going to do that. And it's not to tear anything down, but just to make things better, make our 2 to 3 hours.
Adjust my list on the fly.
So this is what makes it better for us personally. So yes, there's no wrong answers other than whatever Mike says, because we cannot legally agree with that.
Means legally you could.
So no wrong
socially
answers.
Unacceptable completely. Yes, I agree.
No wrong answers. It's just what would make wrestling more fun for the three of us.
Yep. I'm going to go with one of mine right off the bat.
Yeah, how are we doing this? Are we doing all three, or are we going to bounce it around? What do we want to do?
Bounce it around. We got time.
We got time. So one of my first ones, there's no particular order here, fellas. But my first one is nothing more than a two-hour show.
That's on my list as well. Make wrestling shorter.
It works great. Raw is about 2.5, and I'm okay with that. I'm good with that. But I still feel like there could be some trimming. But a two-hour show, maybe a 10-minute overrun, just every now, like once or twice a year, to make it special. But I think a two-hour show is the sweet spot.
I think 90 minutes is the sweet spot.
You think 15 minutes is the sweet spot?
Oh, it's incredible at 15 minutes, guys. You have no idea.
There's too much talent out there that I think have earned TV time. So I think 90 minutes is too short.
Funny, Bill Goldberg was on television this Monday. And for the next fucking 3 weeks, there's so much talent, he said. Here's Bill Goldberg, everybody.
But he'll be on TV in shorter periods of time than anybody else. It's Goldberg. His matches are 3 minutes.
He's getting more time than Karrion Kross.
Oh, don't get me started. Fuck. Don't Mike, get me started. What you got?
I mean, that's on my list too. But it's again kind of the same thing. Probably if they went back to house shows, it would help this. But they're not going to because this is the way it is. Less legends. It's not. It's like John Cena. You can lump into. I know Tom is already just hates this. Yes. But less legends to me. Like there's a spot too where it's this. I think there's honestly too much wrestling across the board, so nothing feels special. Like the Fed has a hell of a time, I think, making anything feel special because there's just so much of it.
What do you consider a legend? Just age, or they've stopped wrestling for a certain amount of time?
I mean, I would say like age for sure. If you're working, you want to pop up for like 30 seconds and hit your fucking tagline. Damn. All right. I can go to sleep knowing that's exactly. I can go to sleep fine knowing that. But if you're taking up a segment and then you're going to fucking wrestle a match, like I think looking back on it now, I feel that way about Dwayne wrestling. Even though like that WrestleMania is awesome. Like WrestleMania 40 is incredible.
Yeah.
But I don't think it needed that two night thing to lead in. Like you still would have had that great WrestleMania without it. I think they're relying on that pass in a way they don't need to. Especially with the Netflix audience. Like I think we're past that window. It's out there, it's on that service. People can stumble across it freely. I don't think you need I don't think Bill Goldberg's bringing in numbers. I don't. I really don't. I don't think it moves the viewership needle like they think it is. But all around, like, it'd be cool if WWE didn't have six fucking shows on television. But I get why they do. It's that, like, the machine that keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think AEW needs that many shows.
I don't think anybody needs that shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's we love wrestling, but, like, to make it special, like, make you want it, right? It's a huge one for me. Like, you guys are in all the time. I'm like, fuck, it's easier for me to watch the group chat and watch the 15-minute recap because nothing has been that special on Raw.
I think that's why you enjoy pay-per-views so much is because you get right into it because that's where the action is. And you've followed the stories, but the payoff is the pay-per-views. So
just like I did when I was a kid where it was like, here's Monday Night Raw. And then even before the SmackDown was happening, it's like heat happened, but it was basically just here's the pre-show to the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It felt.
It makes sense. It makes sense. You're going to fucking love Saturday Main Event when Goldberg comes out. But anyway, Tom, what's one of your first ones?
Mike kind of mentioned mine, but my first one, but it's bring back house shows. Not because I want to go to them, but I do. But things, the talent needs somewhere to try new things where they don't have TV cameras pointing at them, to work the ring rust off like we saw with a Wyatt Six on SmackDown. It's not fair for the talent that was on worldwide live broadcast TV instead of in front of 2,500 people in buttfuck Kentucky. Like we need the talent needs to work more than once a week. And most of them aren't even working once a week.
They're just going to the building.
They need reps. Bring back house shows.
I like it.
Not going to happen, but do it.
I hope it does. And for the reason that you said, not for reason. I also want all for the reasons you said, but I also want to go to house shows. I have such a blast going to these shows with my buddies. So I'd like to see it. My next one is pretty simple. Two-man commentary team. One straight guy, one heel. That's all. I hate three-man booths. I don't get anything out of them that's enjoyable. I feel like they're this generation, they're all just trying to make each other laugh and they're not paying attention to the matches enough. So just two-man commentary teams with one of them being the straight man, one of them being the heel.
It's Pride Month. You're not allowed to ask for straight man.
One gay man and one bottom. I don't know. What's the heel? I don't know. So
I just wanted to watch you struggle.
And boy did he. I agree with that one big time.
I do too.
But podcast era, Scott, that kind of banter is what people fucking care about now. It sucks. I'm with you.
Hey, we're a free man pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not trying to call the action or, you know,
yet.
Well, we're available.
Yeah, we are.
Mike, what do you got next?
Man, well, besides my hateful ones, I guess it's one on Tom's list always too. More wrestling on my wrestling television show.
Like that?
Yeah, like it's, I get you're building story across so much, but lately I feel like what you've wasted time doing, I'm just like, oof, I don't think this is advancing it. And utilizing your time, like have a match, cut your promo after, cut your promo before. Do more backstage.
I think
vignettes don't hurt you.
I honestly think Raw is doing a good job of that.
They're trying to.
I think they're doing a good job.
Yeah, it's really gotten Karrion Kross over.
Yeah.
Not with everybody. I didn't say everybody. I just think the people that are on my TV on Monday nights have a reason to be there because there's stories related around them. And that's what I like. That's why I've been enjoying Raw so much the last year and a half maybe.
Bill Goldberg showed up. You were fucking happier than a pig and shit.
Spear and Jackhammer. Yeah.
The one I've got here, and it's a pretty big one, but they could do it quite easily. Make the pay-per-view special again. Have the different stages for each pay-per-view. And more than fucking four matches, but less than a million. Like, find that middle ground. I find GCW, actually, they're usually at around seven or eight matches. That's pretty good. But bring back the different stages for the different shows.
Fully on board.
You're sacrificing. I'm with you because I think it does add a lot to the presentation. Be sacrifice in-house attendance.
I don't give a fuck. A lot of the time now I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching because the stage is the same fucking thing every week.
And it worked well in the Attitude Era. We all like that's the comparison.
Backlash with those swingy things.
Yeah, swinging hooks.
Amazing.
Yeah, the backlash hook, of course. I agree. I miss specific stage setup. So.
We killed Mike.
I don't know what was it.
The backlash hooks.
Mike. Is it my turn? Yeah, it's the last ones, right? Yeah.
Okay. We might have to quick fire these two.
Yeah, I'm gonna fire mine off real quick. Just more of an emphasis on tag team wrestling. I love tag team wrestling.
Oh,
I
think that's a great. Good one.
I miss when the tag team division was super hot. I loved it growing up. It was one of my favorite things. I love collecting the rubber wrestlers of tag teams. Bring back and make tag team wrestling great again.
Agreed.
Mike,
what you got?
I went three, I thought. Tom's up.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Well, he can't say his other ones because then we'll get in trouble.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, mine shouldn't be any surprise to either of you or anyone that's listened to us, but stop breaking fucking kayfabe.
Oh, pal. Oh, sweet. Sweet Tom. Sweet Tom.
Do you mean like online?
It. Anywhere.
Okay.
If GCW are doing a better job at keeping kayfabe alive than the biggest companies in the world.
These are gutter trash.
Exactly. And if they can fucking do it.
It's because they don't have phones. They're trash.
They're garbage daddies.
They're garbage. Except Matt Warner. He can have his phone whenever he wants.
Oh, man. That guy's a tweeting machine. Yeah.
His tweets are hilarious.
Oh, he's so good.
He's the best, the absolute best. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Send us some of your thoughts on what would just make your wrestling viewing a little bit better. You can hit us up on all the socials at In My House Pod, on YouTube as well. Find us there. Give us a follow, a like, a subscribe, a share, a download. All that stuff matters and helps us out so, so much. Guys, fun show. We were all over the place, and I really enjoyed it. And I think it's safe to say that we're all here rooting for you, Bill Goldberg, and we can't wait to see you on the Saturday night's main event.
Rooting for you because you can't walk? That's what it sounded like.
Did you see him try to climb the rope? Oh, my God.
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.